22 minutes after 5, and as you know, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni is set to deliver his annual budget speech tomorrow. While all of the announcements will be important and they'll impact your lifestyle and your pocket in some way, let's be frank about it. Debt issues will likely be at the top of the agenda. So Lulu Krugel, Chief Economist at PwC, joins you now to tell you more about this and what else the minister is most likely to talk about. Lulu, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Abs. Thank you so much.
I've just realized I don't think we've spoken during the course of this year. So may I dare say compliments.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
It never ends. Compliments up until June. Lulu, yeah. as we talk off the budget speech, though, what will be the main point coming out of the speech that will impact South Africans tomorrow?
As we unfortunately expect that both on the income and expenditure side, it's going to be a tough budget. In my opinion, probably the toughest budget since the financial crisis more than 10 years ago. And we, as you rightly say, unfortunately expect debt to be one of the top items on the agenda, growing government debt, and then also the budget deficit. Now, if you think about a normal household, what we're saying here is that if you look at a household's income and its expenditure, similarly, the South African household at this point in time is not getting the income that was expected. And at the same time, expenditure has been growing at a faster rate. So that budget deficit that government and, in fact, National Treasury forecasted to end up around just over 4% this year, or for this fiscal year, we foresee that to actually miss the target and be even higher, so coming at 4.2%, and then next year even going to 4.7%. And we know that the rating agencies want that to be around 3%. So that's not going to be good news, unfortunately, to come out of the budget tomorrow.
Mm. And in terms of state-owned companies, what are we expecting from the minister?
Yeah, they've been, unfortunately, one of the key contributors to this growing budget deficit and the overall growing debt. And we know that especially Eskom and SAA has been in the limelight for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately, over the last few years. So we do expect a tough stance from the minister, but unfortunately, I'm not sure how much room for movement that there will be. It is an election year, and you know, certain decisions that might be unpopular at this point in time might not be taken for that reason. But I also do hope that we get a bit more clarity. We heard in the State of the Nation address that Eskom will now be split into 3 different SOEs, but we don't have any detail as to why and how that would improve the financial position at Eskom and what the expectation is. So I really do hope that we get a bit more clarity around that tomorrow.
We talk of the public sector and the wage bill, Lulu. What are these and why are they so crucial, and why should we be listening to the minister when it comes to these?
That is something that he mentioned last year in October already. It is true that South Africa's public sector wage bill is out of kilter with a lot of other countries. So, and even if you look at some of the SOEs, that's been the criticism is that if you look at trends in other countries and where it should be, that actually we're spending too much money on salaries and wages. And it's a painful thing, especially in a country like South Africa, where we're sitting with over 27% unemployment. So how do you manage that? We're all sensitive for the fact that you don't want to get people in a position where they're unemployed, but at the same time, it's also not sustainable. So the minister hinted last year in October that this is something that would be looked at, and I think we might see something there, but again, it's a sensitive topic and it is an election year, and it's really not going to be a popular decision if he does decide to cut jobs in order to bring the wage bill down. But at this point in time, if we want to get more sustainability in the public sector, it looks like that is his only option.
Lulu Krugel is a chief economist at PwC, joining you this morning to talk to you about Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's, who is set to deliver his annual budget speech tomorrow. What can we expect from the minister? Well, Lulu is trying to check or look into her crystal ball to see exactly what the minister may be addressing in the budget speech. It's a word that most South Africans, Lulu, don't even want to hear, but we have to talk about it. What about the tax brackets?
We don't foresee at this point in time that there's actually room to increase taxes any further. Nothing dramatic, at least. And we can definitely see the normal things, you know, like sin taxes, the fuel levy again, maybe a little bit of small, allowing a little bit of bracket creep, i.e. not adjusting the brackets fully for inflation. But we don't foresee any major changes. There is simply just no room. If you look at where we are, again, comparing ourselves to our peers, we're in a space where further increase in taxes is just not going to fly. And particularly, given the fact that the tax revenue that we've seen coming in has underperformed already, and it's mainly as a result of really tough economic conditions, specifically if you look at company taxes and for individuals. So increasing taxes further to make up for that is just not feasible. So it's going to be, I know we've said this to each other for quite a few years now, but it's probably going to be one of the toughest budgets ever.
And so we climb. Lulu, before we let you go, though, as always, then, your parting words to the Cape Talk listeners?
Well, I think on the positive side, yes, we've mentioned it's an election year, which means that a lot of decisions might be delayed. But I also do believe that once the election is over, there would be positive momentum because a lot of uncertainty would be removed, and hopefully we will see better outcomes from the economy once that has happened.
That being said, Lulu, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. We look forward to chatting with you after the budget speech.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you so much, Lulu Krugel, ladies and gentlemen. No stranger to the Early Breakfast Show. She is, of course, and we are kind of hoping that she will be joining us after the budget speech just to analyze some of the key talking points that the minister will mention. Lulu Krugel, of course, is the chief economist at PwC. Coming up.